Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, hello, welcome back to Morning Mindset, and today I have just a little bit of a history lesson for you guys out there. Hopefully, you went to a good school and you learned about the history of the United States of America, the colonies, the French and Indian War, also known as the Seven Years' War, all that good stuff. Now, I know many of you probably sat in a classroom while it was being taught and maybe you didn't necessarily pay attention. George Washington, the father of our nation, the first president, the man, General George Washington, the man who led us to victory against the greatest, most powerful army, military force in the world at the time. Most people don't quite get that or fathom that, but in 1775, the British Empire had the most powerful army and navy on planet Earth. There was no disputing that. They were not defeated. Everywhere they went, if there was an insurrection or rebellion or whatever, they put it down, and that was it. And so when our little rebellion kicked off in the colonies of the Americas, they thought, well, we've seen this before. We've seen it in other countries and other territories. We'll just put this little rebellion down, and we'll move on with our lives. But let's talk about George Washington. George Washington is arguably the greatest leader or one of the greatest leaders in the history of our nation, if not the number one, and probably, same thing, the greatest president. We know about Washington because we see his face on our money, on our coins, on our bills, on our cash. We see Washington's face. We know that he was the first president. We know that he served two terms. Washington actually served two terms very deliberately. They wanted him to run for a third term, and he decided against it. He said no. George Washington set the precedent for all presidents to come, and every one of them respected the two, because it wasn't mandatory. If you guys know, the two-term limit was not mandatory until after Roosevelt, because Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was the first president to violate the precedent set down and put down by our very first president. See, Washington knew to do the right thing, and he thought by doing the right thing, others would follow, and others did follow until the Democrat Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided that he was more important than the previous president. So we know all that about Washington. We know that he was the first president. We know there's a monument to him in Washington, D.C. We know that the city is named after him. We know that the state is named after him. So you'd think this guy, he's the most successful general, president, statesman, leader in history. And how did he start out? How did his career begin? Now, if you guys know about Washington, he was from Virginia, the Virginia colony. And he came from I don't know if we would consider them a super wealthy family, but they had land and, he had position. And in the 1750s, we were having problems, or the British colonists were having problems with the French because we were both occupying this new world. And so the governor of Virginia, he recruited Washington, made him an officer. He was an officer in the, and it was the Virginia militia. And he sent him out to the wilds of the Ohio country. Now, it wasn't actually Ohio then, and he sent him out to what is currently Pennsylvania, but he sent him out into the wilds of the Ohio Valley to confront the French, who were setting up fortifications in that area. And the British at the time were like, you know what? This is unsettled, uncharted land. Anybody can go there. We can trade and trap and do whatever we want. And the French basically, you know, the Reader's Digest version is, they felt we were here first, and so we have claim to it. So go away, British. And it's not like the French and the British were good buddies anyway. Well, Washington got into a scuffle with the French, and he decided to build a fort. And they built a fort in what is in present-day Pennsylvania. It was called Fort Necessity. Cool name, right? Fort Necessity actually was a terrible loss. They were surrounded. They were running out of supplies. And long story short, George Washington, on his first military assignment, his first big military assignment, he's a young guy. Think about it. He's a young officer. And he's thinking, man, you know, this is the beginning of my career. I could do good things. Was forced to surrender, right? Fort Necessity was a loss. And Fort Necessity and that battle, Washington was required to sign basically a declaration of surrender that was in French, and he really didn't know what it meant. And the loss and the defeat at Fort Necessity actually started what's called the French and Indian War, or the Seven Years' War. That was the beginning of it. Washington started it through his error, through his surrender. So what do we have here? We have the greatest leader and arguably the greatest president in the history of the United States of America. The general that stuck through it, through thick and thin, through defeats. If you read the book 1776, you know that the year 1776 was not a fantastic year for the American Revolution. By December 1776, things were looking grim. Washington had fought a number of strategic retreats where him and his army had barely escaped. They barely escaped from New York, and they were fighting strategic retreats all up and down the coast, the East Coast of the United States in New England. But Washington was a great man, and he was arguably one of our greatest leaders. And you think, how could somebody who was one of our greatest presidents, our greatest leaders, one of our greatest generals, start their military career with a blunder and a surrender? You got to think that Washington, when he returned home, you know, they surrendered, they marched out, they left in defeat, that when he got back to Virginia, he probably wasn't thinking, hey, man, this is great. Look at me. I can't wait to be the future president of the United States. He was probably a little bit despondent. He was probably feeling kind of defeated. He was probably feeling like, wow, that didn't work out very well. But it's okay, because he persevered and he continued, and he didn't let that defeat. And it was not, you know, the history books say that the governor, I think it was Didwiddle or Ditwiddle, the governor of Virginia, didn't blame Washington, that he blamed the local people for not supporting him enough and circumstance and so forth. It wasn't like they said, oh, you stink, George Washington, we're going to throw you in the brig. But you got to believe that George Washington, after that defeat, kind of was feeling a little bit down. But he didn't let it keep him down. He did not let Fort Necessity become his legacy. Now, you see, if Washington would have listened to the, you know, the standard advice, like, well, you tried that, that didn't work, don't try it anymore. Stay away from the military. And think about it. Up until the American Revolution, until 1775, 76 time frame, Washington really didn't have any major victories as a military officer. But he was highly respected by the people of Virginia, and they've had confidence in him. And so they said, you know what, this is a good guy. This is a faithful guy. We have confidence in him, and we're going to give him another try. We're going to give him a shot. Ladies and gentlemen, don't let Fort Necessity be your legacy. If you've tried and failed, that's okay. It's perfectly fine. Keep moving. Are you still alive? Are you still breathing? You still have the opportunity to do good things? Then do them. Washington put Fort Necessity and the defeat and the surrender, he put it behind him, and he moved forward with his life. And because he did, we should all be grateful and thankful that he did. Because in today's world, a lot of people would say, well, you don't even try. You tried and you failed. See, what did you learn? Don't try. That was the lesson. You tried and you failed. The lesson is don't try. There are people out there that would tell you that. And what I'm telling you is, if you have a Fort Necessity in your life, if you've had a spectacular failure, that's okay. Move on. Don't let that failure be your legacy. It's okay. Everyone in the world has failures. Everyone in the world makes mistakes. Everyone in the world at some point in time doesn't meet their own expectations or those of others. The thing is, you don't want to stop there. If Washington would have stopped there, you probably would have never heard of him. There would have been a footnote in the history of the French and Indian War that said, oh yeah, this guy, this major, kind of sure he was a major or colonel at the time, I can't remember, this officer named Washington built a little fort, and it was a crappy little fort, and he was defeated, and he surrendered, and he agreed in the surrender to let the French have the territory. Yeah. Don't let Fort Necessity, don't let your own Fort Necessity be your legacy. If you want to establish a legacy of success and perseverance. Keep going. Move forward. Don't allow that failure to define you. Washington didn't, and I'm glad for that fact. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. Thank you very much for joining me, for being with me, for being a part of the Morning Mindset audience. Please support the show. I've got the books available on Amazon. I would really like it if you'd pick one or two up. Share this, leave comments, all that good stuff. I'm your host, Paul Markle. Talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.